to the seventh and final area, that is, just sitting. Just sitting. We've neglected this part of Bhante's system of meditation. And we even continued to neglect it when he quite recently redefined what he'd originally meant by just sitting. And I would like us to take just sitting much more seriously. And to my knowledge, and at least until I went away on my long retreat, we didn't teach just sitting as equally important with the Metta Bhavana and Anapanasati. We just did it if it seemed appropriate somehow. It was definitely a secondary practice. It was sometimes done, it was sometimes specialised in on special retreats, and occasionally at other times. But in Bhante's lecture, A System of Meditation, just sitting is not only of primary importance, it's stated to be what brings the system of meditation to completion. He says, it's in this way that we achieve a perfectly balanced practice of meditation and a perfectly balanced spiritual life. I find it quite amazing that we missed that. I also have to say, it's pretty amazing that he let us miss it for so many years. In his lecture, Bhante makes another statement about just sitting that reads very ironically nowadays. He says, just sitting is very necessary because it's this kind of non-practice, or in other words, non-developmental practice, it's this kind of non-practice that can counteract the possibility of willful meditation. He actually says that, and how ironic it is that after 20 years of unease about the willfulness occasioned by our developmental meditation, how ironic to realise that he'd prescribed an antidote alongside them right from the beginning, but we ignored it. I find that amazing. You know, in his lecture, Bhante recommends alternating sessions of developmental bhavana meditation with sessions of just sitting or non-developmental bhavana practice. Anyway, so We strongly suggest all meditators are introduced to this element of just sitting right from the start. Obviously, there are different kinds, different levels of just sitting. It can be an initial period of quiet sitting just to set up for the meditation. It could be a post-meditation session where you just sit on in the state of calm that's generated. Or it could be a separate formal session of just sitting taking place after another meditation. And as our Dharma reflection deepens, there's going to come a point at which a practitioner will become more aware, at least in theory, that what they are just sitting in is the nature of mind, reality itself. And at this point, just sitting becomes much more of an insight practice. And perhaps then it's appropriate to speak in the terms of pure awareness that we've been using the last couple of years. I don't know. I mean, I don't quite like that term. I think our terminology should be allowed to clarify in its own time. But that's what we've got for the moment, pure awareness practice. Anyway, just to summarise that little list, I think we could say that at the initial stages of meditation, just sitting encourages an open, relaxed, and spontaneous approach which counteracts the ego tendency known as willfulness. And at a more advanced stage, it begins to assume a vipassana dimension, and by the way, this, I would say, will help balance any ego tendency to seek a thought vipassana through thought-based reflection.